Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, Dan Hood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
But of course, you, the listeners, helping decide the fate between these two.
Oh, boy.
You got to pick a side. And tell us why coming up here in just a bit.
I always sweat a lot during these segments. I just
more
get
than
kinda,
you typically do.
Like we need this segment to be brought to you by some sort of deodorant.
Maybe
you know what I mean.
S and Adrian Martinez can both do.
In high pressure times, when you're deciding the fate of whether these two will get divorced, you need and then whatever.
Right, or like a whiskey company.
Whiskey being better. Let's bring it. It was Devin who reached out to the show. And an issue with him and his wife, Casey. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
All right, so what's going on?
I'm just having a little trouble at work, and we can't really come together and see eye to eye on it. I'll go ahead and admit that I am not the manliest of men, and I never have been.
Okay.
I intentionally chose a job, a career path with numbers because I love numbers.
Okay.
They don't judge you, and I'm kind of a nerd.
Okay, cool.
And everyone else in my department is kind of, you know, like the frat boy types, and they always, you know, so they're always wanting to do fantasy football and whatever, and I play Dungeons & Dragons with my friends on the weekend.
Okay.
And so I've just been really kind of catching it from my department head ever since I started there. Since the first weekend they invited me to a cookout, and I told them no, I already had plans with my friends, and they asked why, and I told them, and I've just been, you know, the butt of every joke ever since. And other than that, I love my work, but they just make it so miserable. Aww. To come there, and I really want to call HR, and I want to do something about it, and she's just not supporting me on that.
Your wife, Casey.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm, okay.
Well, that sounds like they're being mean.
I mean, it's not just mean. It's like they attack my manhood and my core of who I am.
So
and
you feel
that's
like
not
they're
right?
You feel like they're bullying. They're like adult bullies, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that's probably and look.
Well, that gets a lot to handle.
I get it. I'm like I'm chubby and I'm not in shape and I don't fit in with them. But that's we're adults. It's a workplace.
Right.
You know, there shouldn't be a place for that.
Okay. Well,
oh, wow.
Let's bring your wife Casey in. Casey, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi. So, you're not in favor of him reporting these people to HR?
Yeah, I'm curious why.
Well, you've heard how they are. So, HR is a trap. I'm just telling you, they're worthless people. They're not going to do anything.
Oh,
they're
God.
Just the
oh,
same
God.
As everybody else at that office, and it's just going to be a path to getting. He's going to get fired. So, I just think he needs to do whatever he can to get transferred out of that department because it's not just it's just not those people. It's HR is just like them. So he just got to get out of that. He's got to get
you
out of
feel
that
like
period.
The HR folks are going to be doing the exact same thing.
I feel like you've
thing.
Had a rough experience
oh,
with
yes,
HR in the
yes,
past.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's weird. It can be a catch-22 because, like, if you go to HR, they got to contact these people. And then these people know exactly who the heck they're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's hard to, like, clear all that up just by, you know what I mean? It's
well,
a weird deal because it's supposed
to
be there to help you. And at the
yeah.
same time,
supposed
it
to support
can,
you.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can be completely hampered by it.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
can't get
man,
any
I
worse,
can see that.
So.
Yeah, it could get worse.
But it could get better.
Okay.
It
or
could
no.
be
stay
better.
The same.
Right.
Or stay the same,
the same,
I guess.
Too.
Yeah. I do feel for you, Devin. That's a tough position you're in.
I'll say, Devin, JP and I go through a lot of what you go through every day being on a show with Coriel.
Right. Oh, my God.
We have contacted
river.
We have contacted HR multiple times, and nothing has come of it.
It's because Jed and Coriel are buddies.
It's because you guys are crying wolf.
It's a buddy team or whatever.
Oh,
Lord. They actually were like, tell those two to suck it up, Buttercup.
Hey, I've worked very hard to put myself in this position. where HR only believes me. Okay. Just kidding. That's right. Terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. No, but honest to God, Devin, you that's it shouldn't. I'm sorry that that's happening to you because it's right. This is your job that you say you love.
Yeah.
So you should.
That's not good.
You should be able to at least go to work without feeling like you have to validate who you are as a person and what you like.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, but I also do see what Casey's saying. You don't want to
make it worse.
You
for
could
yourself.
Almost make it work. Yeah. Worse. Yeah. And that.
Gotta be careful. I am curious too. To see what the people say.
All right. Let's take it to the people.
Coming up. Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Pick a side. Are you Team Devin? Get a hold of HR and report these people. Or Team Casey? No, it's a trap. Fly under the radar. Get transferred out. Whatever you got to do.
Ooh.
You can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Or call in at 466-9696 to be a part of Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday where you're choosing a side. Are you Team Devin? Because he's being harassed by his boss and coworkers. He wants to get a hold of HR. He's miserable at his job. Otherwise, he loves it. Casey, though, his wife, thinks it's HR is a trap, usually a path to getting fired. Are you Team Devin, go to HR, or Team Casey, do not go to HR. Try to get transferred.
I love this message we got on Twitter.
Okay, what do you got?
It says, I agree with the wife. Don't poke the bear. Don't say anything, but improve your clapbacks and throw shade back at them when they're talking smack. And don't let their opinions bother you. I'm a guy who loves lifting weights and staying in great shape, but I also love D&D. They just haven't been exposed to how fun it can be. So this guy is on Devin's side. I like this. Well, on the wife's side, but also has Devin's back.
Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I am on Team Devin's side. I really think that it's super stereotypical of the wife to assume that every single HR person is just like them and they're all bad. That's really going to, like, make some HR people mad because that's not our, you know, that's not our goal. Our goal is to make things better. So, no, I'm definitely on the guy's side for sure.
And we got a message on Twitter from Chasing with Mason, which is on the other side. Wife is right, talking HR.
It's a trap!
It's a trap!
What side are you on? Are you on Team Devin? Let's talk to this thing resolved. Or Team Casey. No, it's a trap. Just try to get transferred out or deal with it. Let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696.
You're waking up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Wake up in the morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
And Couples Therapy is what we're doing today. And we're here to help you if you've got an issue as well. Today it involves Devin and his wife, Casey. Now, Devin's feel like he's being harassed by his boss and wants to call HR.
Sounds like some of the other...
And some coworkers.
And some coworkers, too. He brought up what he was doing over the weekend, that he couldn't be at the cookout, like one of the first big things that he had at his new job. And he said that he's got to go hang with his buddies and play some D&D.
Which stands for Dungeons and Dragons, by the way. If people don't know what that stands for. I'm not sure.
A lot of people don't know what D&D is?
No, I'm just saying, in case someone doesn't know what that means.
Right, there you go. Gotcha. Yep.
But his wife is on the opposite side of this thing, and Casey feels like it's that HR, it's an issue with, it's always an issue to go to HR, because HR is basically just a giant trap.
Okay.
And that is usually a path to getting fired, so he needs to do whatever he can to just get transferred, get out of there. So we're asking you to be Team Devin, go to HR, or Team Casey, do not go to HR, try to get transferred.
Yes.
What and are people on saying on social?
Facebook, KX969. It's a little split. Okay. Trevor says, Team Casey, give them poop right back.
Ooh.
Stephanie said this pretty well. Stephanie said, Team Devin, I agree that it's workplace bullying, and if he just transfers, he's letting them think their behavior's okay. HR needs the chance to do their job since he loves what he does. And then she goes on to say more. But also kind of in that same realm is... Nicole said, why work somewhere you're miserable? Why let them do it to someone else? So it's almost like a Team Devin, like maybe HR needs to know.
Right.
Because if you just transfer, then you're walking away from the situation. They could just do it to somebody
That's
else.
Tough. That's tough.
On Twitter, Bobby says, I've been in this situation. The best thing to do with this is when they start flipping you S, all you need to do is flip it back at them. In this particular deal, HR doesn't help.
This is so... hard.
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
I am on side. It is way too damn short to be miserable at work. Go find another job or go to HR.
That's valid.
Dude, most businesses, the moment you die, they'll replace you in a day.
Right.
Like, you got to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you love your job, keep it. It's real, though.
I know.
You shouldn't let it make your time miserable. Right. I'm just saying, if you're absolutely miserable and it's affecting your health, then you need to, like, that's when I would say,
and
like,
also,
all right, I'm
like,
donezo.
So what? He doesn't have, like, shared interests with you outside of work, so you're going to be mean to him?
Right.
Like, that's dumb.
That's a bit of bullying. Hi, Kix.
Dead inside.
How come?
Well, actually, I'm kind of on both sides. I'll tell you what. What he should do is, rather than just go straight to HR, he should go to his boss first. Talk to him about it first, and then if nothing happens, then you go to HR.
Gotcha. Okay, bring it up with boss first. Give the boss a chance to
knock it off.
Correct things or knock it off.
There's always a path that you should take. You should not overstep your boss unless your boss is just a jerk.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll get one more, and you can comment as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Hi, Kix.
Casey, he should not go to HR at all because it is a trap. And next time somebody says, what are you doing this weekend? Just say something less embarrassing, like, I'm going to smoke crack. Iowa Hawkeyes game. Like, there are 1,000 less embarrassing things. I mean, that's pretty low on the totem pole as far as, but...
Right.
You just lie. You don't tell anybody that you said.
Yeah, you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing this weekend.
No, burying a couple bodies.
Nothing. Yeah, burying a couple bodies. There you go, Coriel.
Yeah, exactly. Those are way less embarrassing things. And those are things that I would rather do than running and grabbing. Plus, I'd be the one getting in trouble with HR because somebody tells me that. Come on, I gotta make fun of you.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Here's what I would recommend based off of her recommendation of saying that you're going to smoke crack. Just look at them when they're like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm smoking crack because crack's only whack if you're a plumber. And then moonwalk out of the building. And they will not say a word to you. They'll be like, wow.
That guy is way above us.
How are we not friends with that guy?
I think you're going to get him beat up in the parking lot.
Nah, I think they're going to want to be friends with him.
I'd be friends with him. I want to be friends with him.
It'll take him 5 minutes to figure out that line anyways. They'll be like, not if unless you're
it
oh,
kinda
plumber
sounds
crack,
like you don't
gotcha.
Even Devin doesn't even need to worry about these dudes anyways. Kind of sounds like they suck.
Yeah. They suck. And Devin, it seems like, in our opinion, you're a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that answers any of your issues, though. I mean,
just lie to him and be like, I'm going to make out with your sister this weekend and then walk out the door.
What
they say.
What did you just say, Devin?
I said I'm going to have to start taking dancing lessons to learn how to moonwalk.
There you go.
Whatever you do, if you're going to pull that off, you got to make sure you can moonwalk.
Right.
Like, please make sure you can moonwalk before you try to
don't,
do
not Don't, like, trip over your own feet on your way out. It'll backfire wholeheartedly, which would be tough.
Well, Devin, it's a little split. I would go so far as to say maybe it's a little bit on a little bit more on Casey's side.
Quentin does give a good one. It says option 3: watch horrible bosses and then execute to perfection.
Yeah, there you go.
That is option 3.
There you are. Now you got it.
Actually, no, it is. It's a little more Team Devin. Never mind.
Okay.
So
Casey, how are you feeling about things now that you guys have talked it out with us?
Well, I mean, I'm glad there's some people on my side that do kind of understand, and even if they're on Devin's side, I think they still understand my side. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we hope everything pans out well, and maybe Devin, I know you said that you really enjoy this job, but maybe, who knows, maybe there is a job out there for you that you like or love just as much, where you have, you know, coworkers that you genuinely enjoy that become your friends. And if this job doesn't pan out for you in the end and it comes to the point where you need to leave, then maybe you just need to leave and you need to look for a better fit somewhere. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to treat you better.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping that they just send us all back home again and we get to work from home again.
That was my situation.
You could probably,
I demanded to have to work from home so I didn't have to be around my coworkers. Okay. So I get it.
Oh,
I
was like, stop, Nick. Good God.
Devin, thank you so much for getting a hold of us.
Casey,
thanks for being a part of this.
Yes, you're doing
great. Oh, you're welcome.
You
thank you, guys.
And good luck. Hopefully we helped you a little bit.
Yeah, we hope. We try.
And if you need our help with any couples therapy issues, we are here for you every Wednesday.